Welcome to the In the Box podcast from Modern Dealership Magazine. I'm your host, Joey Little. The In the Box podcast is brought to you by Auto Alert. Auto Alert CXM leverages the power of Pando and their data processing engine to provide your dealership with a comprehensive toolkit that allows you to harness your data, enhance customer loyalty, optimize dealership operations, and energize your team. This places the customer where they should be, at the center of everything you do. Check it out at autoalert.com. Today's episode features my conversation with Lori Foster, founding partner of Foster Strategy. Lori works with vendors and agencies to vastly improve their performance in the automotive retail industry through consulting, training, coaching, and strategy. As client churn and cancellations are adversely impacting these businesses, more leaders are turning to experts like Lori for solutions with profitable and sustainable impact. This episode of In the Box with Lori Foster is sponsored by DealerFX. Is your service department ready for a digital transformation? With DealerFX's one platform, you can deliver an exceptional digital experience at every customer touchpoint. Each application in the platform was designed and developed in collaboration with their customers, partners, and team members to work seamlessly together. One partner, one complete service solution. That's the power of one. Visit dealer-fx.com online or call 1-877-493-0039.
Let's start the show.
I'm here with Lori Foster. Lori Foster, you have your own business. You're a business owner. You're a trainer. You're a consultant and all that. I was told to bring you on In the Box because of your focus on retention, correct?
Absolutely.
And you're not just automotive.
No.
You're outside the industry too, but with your background at AutoNation, you also spent some time at Cars.com.
Correct.
And you're at Axios as well?
No,
not at Axios.
Oh, that was Auxilio.
Auxilio.
Yes, again. Yeah. That's okay.
I read it and I just put it in my head. I told you it's been a long day.
Good job.
There's a lot of different aspects that are putting in that give you the power that you need to talk about retention. Who do you talk to, and what's your elevator pitch to them about why they need to talk to you?
So it depends a little bit on always the leaders of the company, but it depends on whether I'm talking to dealers or vendors, because right now the retention for clients, for vendors, has really taken off. A lot of people are building their companies with an exit strategy in mind, but they're really not thinking about the amount of client churn that they have. And the PE guys want to know that.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden the valuations are affected dramatically by how much is going back out the tailpipe, not just how much came in. They want to look at the strength of those relationships and the service value. And as we've seen, as you know, with dealerships, you know, we talk about employee retention and we talk about the client retention and client loyalty, customer loyalty programs. The vendors, as great as they've been, all of a sudden they're facing some of the same things that our dealers have faced. Margin compression, you know, a lot of competitors in the space.
Right.
And they haven't been really prepared to handle that. And what we've seen is service levels drop off with vendors, and dealers aren't having it. You know, and dealers now have, look at this place, they have more choices than ever before. And so setting yourself apart, differentiating, delineating on what do we do, how do we do it, and making sure that the entire organization, not the one key point of contact that they had, understands how to use their products to make a difference. So that's why client retention with vendors has become 25% of my life.
Do you
right
see
now.
Churn yeah. as a big challenge in automotive industry software?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It is.
It's huge.
Because I know when I was with Vint Solutions, when we were building Vint Solutions, our focus was on build. When we were acquired by Auto Trader, all of a sudden they come in and pump the brakes and say, listen, we're going to stop building and you guys need to start working on retention.
Right.
Churn. You need to start, you know, keeping the customers on. Because even if you build new stuff, if we have 2,500 dealers and we're losing 100 rooftops a month, but we're adding 110 rooftops a month, we're only really adding 10.
I know.
And it looks great in sales until you get into the other side of that. Is that what you see?
Yeah, absolutely.
And is innovation one of those things that tends to do that?
Yeah. No, I think right now it's across all channels, across all their vendors. Dealers are re-examining all of their contracts with everyone now. And the last guy in might be the guy that gets the, you know, the new look. We was just talking to one of your folks about how important it is to take a company that's now Auto Alert has become almost one of the institutional companies. It's been around so long. You know, making sure the dealer knows how fresh you are and that you're at the top of it, because they walk in here and somebody else who may or may not have a superior product, they just get the attention and shiny new, we always know how that goes. So it's real important to take a look at, you know, percentage-wise, how much are you bringing in, and not just how many are bringing in and going out, like what is your time to break even with that client? because it costs something with your people and all of your resources to gain a client. There's a break-even date, and most companies aren't identifying that. And I had one client who their break-even date was 105 days. They were losing about 30% of their clients at the 90-day mark, so they never better off to not even sell them.
So I'm looking at you, the name of your company is the Foster Strategy Group, Strategies Group. I want to ask you, I don't want you to give away the recipe to the, you know, secret sauce, but when you come into a company, and I know you were talking to one of AutoAlert's VP of sales, right?
Right.
What are you implementing with that company? What are you looking at first? Like when you come in and they're saying, hey, listen, we need some help. I'm not saying the AutoAlert's saying that, they just happen to be talking to them, but we need some help. What do you suggest?
Right. The first thing is I want to see the data, and I don't want anyone's influence on it. I just want to see what's happening without any.
Are you looking at churn data? Or are you looking at
onboarding and everything they can possibly give me?
Okay.
And I'll roll it up into the story that I need, or into like.
Does it help if they use Salesforce or Sugar or something like that, or it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. Like, I love data. I'm very equally balanced. Data, people, and then communication and behaviors. So I'll take a look at the data, see what's going on, but I really want to know the people. I sit down at the table with all the leaders in the organization because most people approach something like this, they force it under the sales division, and it's not just a sales situation. It's what's going on with the products, what's going on with marketing, what's going on with Marcom, like how are they communicating with you before you were a customer, as you were onboarding and ongoing. And that's part of my secret sauce is we go in and we take a look at what was the dealership hearing from the organization before and through, and what were things that we could predict that would be potential points, risk indicators that it was or was not going well, other than Lori is the AE, responsible for Joey, the GM, and we're just assuming
right.
that it's all going beautifully. Also, another point, I take a look at, oversimplifying it here, but I take a look at how are your people paid and recognized? Because the scenario you were talking about, the team, I could easily predict, the team is rewarded, like even like high fives and things like that for attaining a client, but there's nothing on the back end
right.
about retaining that client.
Does he, grabbing a water,
that's
just
okay.
tickling my throat like
it's
all
Vegas.
Day. Yeah.
I was just coughing, yeah, so don't worry.
How many companies do you believe, and be honest with me,
yeah.
because I mean, you can pitch who you are and stuff, but honestly, how many companies do you think need somebody like you to come in and look at what they're doing?
So I think almost, well
here's I would say 100%.
Yeah, 100%. Would you? Yeah. Because here's the funny thing, like you have this strata that's struggling,
yeah.
that need to stabilize. Stable that want to succeed, that they're frustrated they can't get there, succeeding, and those guys, Joey, they want to go next level. They're not okay with even 1% churn. They want to crush it, they want none, because when that's happening, it distracts them. When a client says that they might be abandoning, it's all hands on deck, we're throwing money at it, we're throwing the C-suite at it. It's a lot of time and energy, and it's distracting people from the mission of going forward.
Yeah.
So the very best companies have low tolerance for churn, so they want to work on it the most. So everybody, I would just say, everybody can use help like this, but I approach it just a little differently based on where they are.
Yeah.
And let's just get them, whatever the next natural step is, let's get them there before we try. You can't take them from struggling to the stars.
Right.
Let's
it's
very
a process.
Stable. Right. And one thing I'm really proud of that we do is that we make, when we go in, we're trying to work our way out of a job. Right? I'm trying to go in and get
make it better.
Established. Right?
You're like a doctor.
Right. So they're sustainable, right, and repeatable without me. So when I say behavioral, it's behavioral through the organization. Everyone sees their role. Like you see in Traction, you know, by Gino Wickman, like these are everyone's, here's the company's goals, everyone's individual role to that, lead measures and KPIs
right.
that tell us that they're getting there.
Do you do this personally too? Like I'm losing friends. My churn is really high on friends. I think I'm at like 3%. And I was just curious if you'd come and help me and figure out where my churn's.
Well, it depends on what you're doing to send all those friends away, Joey.
Absolutely, it's not my fault. It's obviously
not, it's
their
all
fault.
Them.
Yeah.
It's all them.
So I'm looking at, you've got a lot of, got a lot of information on LinkedIn. Is there a website that goes along with?
Yeah, I have my websites. My website's up to date. It's pretty powerful. It's www.fosterstrategiesgroup.com.
So it's plural, yeah. Foster Strategies.
You can't just have one strategy. That'd be kind of silly, wouldn't it?
I completely agree with you. So yeah, I'm checking it out. You got to connect. I think it's an eye-opening experience that companies need to. And it's funny too, because a lot of companies that are here at NADA. Look at customer retention for dealers.
Right.
And but yet they're probably not even looking in their own house, but no. Our customers are the dealers, and how's their retention rate? So
yeah, and the great thing that I can bring is I've had my feet in both worlds.
Yeah.
And I've literally spent time with thousands and thousands of dealers through the jobs that I've been able to have throughout time. And I've been on the digital marketing side, so I understand both worlds. I understand everyone's objectives. We have a failure to clearly communicate together. So that's why when you see my Better Together and Transforming Partnerships on LinkedIn all the time, it's because I really believe if you're the dealer and I'm lifting my service to you, you become better, and then we become better partners. And then
it's a good philosophy.
Yeah, and I believe that with everyone. I believe that if you start with the end in mind of everyone can and will win if we do this right, like you set aside all ego and you just get pride going to work, then you and I, let's say I'm the vendor and you're the client, now we're sitting at the same side of the table working on a common objective,
right?
Rather than, you know, well, your team clearly failed to, you know, we did the marketing, your people dropped the ball. Well, you didn't, you know, well, what campaigns
did you run? We need you to write for Modern Dealership Magazine.
Yeah.
We need a feature from you every once in a while, get something in there.
To
talk about, because what Modern Dealership is trying to do is suggest what the Modern Dealership is all about,
right?
Moving to the future. So if you're willing and able, give me your card. I got you connected on here. We'll get you connected. We'd love to hear more from you. It's Lori Foster from Foster Strategies Group. You need to get a hold of your retention. This lady right here. Thank you for coming on.
Joey, it's always a pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
The In the Box podcast is brought to you by Auto Alert, and this episode sponsored by DealerFX. Is your service department ready for digital transformation? With DealerFX's one platform, you can deliver an exceptional digital experience at every customer touchpoint. Each application in the platform was designed and developed in collaboration with their customers, partners, and team members to work seamlessly together. One partner, one complete service solution. That's the power of one. Visit DealerFX online at dealer-fx.com or call 877-493-0039.